Hey guys, today's episode is going to be about taking the time out to do what you need to do. So yesterday, I actually posted on my Twitter some photos I took of my son. I do photography on the side. I'm not like a professional photographer by any means. But I picked up the hobby about 5 years ago. I bought a Nikon DSLR 5 years ago, and I bought a couple of lenses, a vintage lens I bought from Etsy probably 4 years ago, whatever. And I actually get the whole camera set to my son recently. I have a Sony camera now, and I have my new iPhone 13, which takes phenomenal freaking pictures. I'm having a blast with it. And my son is 22 years old. Great looking kid, man. So proud of him. He's in school. He's in university. Just a blast. Now, every week we actually started doing this, where, you know, he wants to be a model. He wants to be an actor. He's also writing his first script. He's writing a novel. He's going to school for English. So, you know, he's doing his thing. He's keeping very consistent and on purpose with his stuff. And, he was taking some pictures with his friends, you know, around the city. We live in Atlanta. And the pictures, they just didn't have an eye to take, but they were just kind of just pointing and shooting. And he was like, "Dad, no, these aren't the pictures I'm looking for. You know, they're just kind of just stepping back and taking a picture." He was like, "I appreciate them. You know, my friend, for them to come out and spend their time," he's like, "you know, I really do appreciate it, but it's just not the photos I'm looking for." He was like, "I think you can start taking some photos of me." So I was like, "You know what? My week is kind of packed, but let's do Wednesday." Because he stays over at my house 3 days out of the week to go to school. And I said, "What? Let's do it." And the reason why I'm telling the story, and it's because it's about carving out time to doing things that you love to do. You know, me taking photos of my son is just one. We get to build together. It's just him and I. It's one-on-one. We get to talk about whatever. We talk a lot about cars. We talk about life. You know, we talk about his next steps, my next steps. You know, so it's great talking to him in that aspect. Seeing his growth and just taking the picture. I'm like, man, I remember he was born and how time flies. 22 years later, it's like, shit. And took some great photos of him yesterday. Some really phenomenal photos where I was challenging myself even more, to where I was on the grass laying down, had him on top of me, like, you know, he's stepping over me, and I'm just taking kind of photos and stuff, and just trying new things, you know, and just being kind of creative with it. And when you try new things, it opens up your kind of creative mind to try something different. But what I want to say is that I took out the time for my busy so-called day, right? Spent time with him. We were probably at the park. It's not really a park. It's kind of it's a city hall area that has, I guess it's a park, a stage, and it has like a little grassy area, has waterfalls. It's really a really cool spot. It's in the city and where I live at, and it's just dope. It's a great spot. We took some great, phenomenal pictures. Not because I did it myself, but, you know, just the pictures just came out great. I got to say thanks to Apple. Apple really had more to do with it than I did, but it was just a blast taking the time out and carving the time out. And when you carve your time out to do exactly what you want, man, it fills your soul. It fills your heart. And for me, just carve my time out, just not only spend time with my son, but also to do photography, which is my other passion that I love to do, is just part of the artsy thing that's been in me. I've learned what to do now. It's just a freaking blast. I look forward to every week we go out and we go to different areas in the city and we take photos. And this is where, like, you know, you have to not be busy just to be busy. But fill your schedule with the things that you want to do. I have a day job as well. I just enrolled in a product design course because looking to get into the tech industry. And you're probably wondering, why are you going to get into the tech industry for? Because, you know, you're writing your book and you have a podcast. And I'm like, well, these things haven't paid the bills yet, right? So until they pay the bills, I still have to maneuver and develop new skills. I'm also taking a social media marketing course as well because I need to build up my social media platform. So my learning never stops, and I throw that all in there. On top of, I got to tickle the wife, I got to play with the kids, I have to, you know, be responsible, pay the bills, and my older children want more and more one-on-one time, which they greatly deserve. And then also, my younger children want some one-on-one time. So, you know, on top of family time as well. So, is it a lot? Absolutely. Am I fitting it in there? Yeah, I am. Does it mean I'm going to bed a little bit later? Yes. Am I waking up a little bit earlier? Yes, I am. And this is something you just have to do. I write in the morning. I write in the evening. I write 4 poems a day. I have my whole schedule planned out of when I'm going to finish the book. I wrote down everything up until the first quarter of 2022 of things I need to get done. My second book I'm going to be writing, which I've already been talking to you guys about, but it was 10 years in the making. I already have a closing date for that. So again, scheduling and making time and carving time. Because when people say, oh, I don't have time. You don't have time for the shit you don't want to do. And that's fine. But when it comes to your family and yourself, you have to carve time out. That's it. Full stop. You just have to. And you have to teach yourself how to do so. You know, this past year, I really started doing more self-care. I even give myself a facial. I'm doing baths. I'm doing bath bombs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm reading more as well. So I schedule time to read as well before bed. You know, you're probably wondering, like, wow, you must have a full schedule. And I do. And I'm enjoying it right now. I'm doing this podcast sitting in my car while I'm waiting for my little son. He's playing soccer right now. And he gets off in about another 30 minutes. So I figured, why not do a podcast while I'm waiting for my son to finish his soccer game? It's raining, so it's indoors and it's in the school. So I can't go in to see him, unfortunately, because they still have COVID restrictions. But it's just practice. So his game is on the weekend. But again, you're like, you know, this is what you have to do. You have to find those moments and times that you have. Even if you're taking a shit, do what you gotta do. If you can read a couple of pages or jot something down on your phone, do, you know, there's time that can be spared, there's time that can be grabbed from your agenda. But you have to really prioritize yourself and make it happen. And you have to be religious about it. You have to make it very important to follow your schedule. I'm one to move around my schedule as well. So if something happens, that's just like, you know, spontaneous an event. The same way I says, you know what? Fuck today. Let's just go an hour or two away and let's get some wine and eat this restaurant that we love. And I'm like, you know what? That's right. Fuck today. Let's go. Let's make it happen. And I pick it up next day. My next day schedule is the same as the day before. So those things you have to be open to as well and make that happen. You know, if you don't do it, you're going to be hitting yourself in the head how time flies by. You're missing out on your children or your spouse or whoever. And you're missing out on your life as well just to be a workaholic. I was a workaholic in my past, and I don't want to do that again. I want to be more efficient with my time. I want to give my work the proper time that it needs. But then also, I don't want to get burnt out. I do want to work hard. And I'm doing that on the things I love, and I'm doing it really well, and I'm getting better at it as well, and that's what I want to do. And, you know, you have to go after your dreams. If you don't, then it's just a dream. I don't want to dream anymore. I want to go after my goals and make it happen. But again, it comes down to timing everything. And right now, it's like perfect timing. I mean, for my wife, you know, she's getting down her schedule. And last podcast, I talked about her going, you know, back to school. So it's just an amazing thing right now how we are timing everything, supporting one another, giving each other space, making sure we do have our time together, and calling each other out if we're not giving each other time, you know, or someone's taking too much time or not enough time on themselves, right? So these are all things that you got to try to find some harmony. I don't like to use the word balance, because when you say the word balance, the first thing that comes to people's head is 50-50. And for me, balance is something that actually just works for you or your family. And it doesn't mean 50-50. It could be maybe 80-20. It could be, like, you know, 60-40. So a 20-80. Like, you know, I like to find harmony, whatever that is, for me and my family. But I strongly suggest carve time out. Go do what you love to do. You know what? Call off for work one day. Take the day off. And clear your mind. It's funny when you take the time off from work, and it kind of was spontaneous. It wasn't like a planned thing. The day feels different. Right? You know you're supposed to be at work, but you're not there. You know, no one else knows you took off. This is time for you to be selfish and really sit down with yourself and discover, what do you want to do? How do you want to do it? How are you going to go by doing it? And this is something of a platform that you need to find your platform. You need to find your me. And find your you again. Listen, we all could be busy to the day we die and then have no fun with life. Next year, I'm going to be 44 years old in January. I'm not playing around anymore. I'm going balls to the wall right now. I'm not waiting for no New Year's resolution. I'm going balls to the wall now. I'm doing things now. Like, in 6 months, I want to see a significant increase and change in my lifestyle. In 6 months. I'm not fucking around. So every day has to be a purposeful day. And it's going to take time to do things. Like, tomorrow I got to do something with my daughter, my oldest daughter, at her apartment. And she needed me, so I'm carving time out. I am doing that. I suggest you guys do the same thing, too. You know, especially if you're a creative, you need that time to create, whether it's in silence, whether it's in noise. You know, people thrive in creativity in different ways. And you have to make that shit happen. Like I said, I'm having a blast taking these photos. I love creating content. I'm getting better and better at it every day. It's joyous for me. And I'm learning new things right now. So this time right now, like I said, I'm creating the podcast while I'm waiting for my son to finish her practice. There's time for everything. Time for everything. And you just have to be focused and determined and disciplined to make it happen for yourself. Can't blame nobody else. So what do I do? I use my calendar. Depending on what phone you have, Android, Apple, I just use the native calendar that comes with that app, that phone. And I just schedule everything into the calendar. I do use Google more, the Google calendar more than the Apple calendar. I just like how their interface looks, you know, how if I put workout, they put a dumbbell in there and stuff like that, and the different color schemes you can have based off everything. I just enjoy that. I enjoy their calendar a little bit more. So I use their calendar more. And everything's scheduled out, even down to the hours I'm working. That's blocked out. I'm working. And again, like I said, like, my calendar is not set in stone. The wife says, hey, let's go to Six Flags today. Fuck it. The calendar's being dropped. Let's go to Six Flags today. Right? If there's a meeting I got to take, then I let her know, hey, no, I got a meeting at 11, but after 11, let's bounce. Let's go. You know? So be free with your time. Be joyous with your time. Be giving of your time. Because you deserve it for you. You deserve it for your health and your well-being. You know, we really don't talk about our mental being too much. That may be the next podcast. But schedule this time for you to get you right, to get your family right. This is very important. So let's grab time. The pandemic has taught us a lot about how everyone thought we were going to get sick and die real quick, and what's going to happen. That, you know, people's lives kind of flash before their eyes. And it's time to take advantage of that information, that insight you gained, and put it to today so you can show yourself how to live again. Because all we're doing is just surviving. So let's change up, team. Let's make sure you get time in to do the things that you want. Peace out.